Next item on the agenda are consent items. Mr. Watkinson?
Commissioner, we have two consent items on your agenda today. We have brief descriptions of the projects in your packet in front of you. In this case, I'll take the request by Mr. Robert Hart first.
Okay.
He is requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a 5-foot, 9-inch wide by 61-foot long, that's 350-square-foot, L-shaped catwalk adjacent to his property at 18208 Possum Point Road, situated along the Quantico Creek in Prince William County. In this situation, Mr. Hart had applied for a permit for a private pier. The plans originally called for a 5-foot catwalk, which is authorized by statute, but it was built, as you can see here from the description, 9 inches wider than is authorized by statute. As a result, it didn't qualify for the statutory authorization. And when you added the square foot of the L head to the other portions of the pier protrusions, he was over the 400 square foot limit, and that required a permit. In this case, this was reported to us by Mr. Hart when we were making a subsequent site inspection nearby. And in this case, he has agreed to a $600 civil charge and triple permit fees of $75 in lieu of the need for further enforcement action. And we would recommend that the commission so approve the project with those agreed charges, civil charges, and permit fees.
Tony, just as a point of clarification, you said 18208, and the document I have says 18204. What do you know? What is the correct one?
Mine says 18208, and I would have to ask Dan to handle that project. Which
I just want to make sure that the minutes are correct.
18208.
Okay, thank you. Any questions by members of the commission? Mr. Hart here? Mr. Hart has verbally agreed to that. Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move to approve item 3A as proposed by staff.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. 3B.
The second consent item is from Mr. Carl Finkelenberg. In this case, he's requesting authorization to retain a second 61-foot long by 5-foot wide private non-commercial timber pier with a 110-square-foot L-head and a jet ski davit lift, and authorization to install a single uncovered boat lift on the pier adjacent to Orchard Cove at his property situated along the confluence of Orchard Cove and Nominee Creek in Westmoreland County. In this situation, the applicant submitted a proposal for work at the property involving shoreline stabilization and work at this pier. In visiting the property and looking at the application, we realized this constituted a second pier on the property. It was actually there when Mr. Finkelenberg bought the property in 2008, and he was applying to add some features to that pier. Since statutory authorization is authorized for a pier, it's been the commission policy that it authorizes only one pier at a residential property. So this pier required a permit from the commission. And since it was previously there, constructed by previous owners, and the property owner did not acquire this property until 2008, it's not our recommendation that we assess a civil charge in this case, but that we do accept their offer to pay triple permit fees of $300, and that the after the fact pier be authorized as well as the additional features requested at the pier. This is a case where there's one part of the property is along the main stem of the river and another part of the property is back in a more protected cove. And it's not unusual to see two piers on properties with that type of configuration.
Questions for Mr. Watkinson? Thank you, Tony. The matter is before the commission.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Lane to approve. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.